Hi there. The word for today is When Jesus Prayed. This is the last in a five-day series on this subject, and I've given that amount of time to it because it's the real decisive issue in what our lives become as believers. Luke 22 verse 41 says that Jesus prayed, "Not my will, but yours be done." So here's one more time when Jesus thought it was important to pray, and that is when he faced the greatest crisis in his life. The Bible records Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them and knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Next, the Bible records an angel from heaven appeared and strengthened him. Jesus didn't wait until the hour of his greatest crisis before he prayed. For 3.5 years, during his earthly ministry, he had built a life of prayer. Before he raised Lazarus from the dead, the Bible says in John 11, verse 41, Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, that you always hear me." Jesus had such an intimate relationship with his Father that in times of pressure and pain, he could go to God, confident that he would receive his sustaining grace. Can you do that? Until you do, you'll be vulnerable to people and situations beyond your control. Consider this question. Do you think Jesus prayed so much because he wanted to, or because he thought he should? You know the answer. It's because he wanted to. And if you want to follow in his footsteps and enjoy God's richest blessings in your life, when it comes to prayer, you need to move from, quote, should, to, quote, want to. Here's a truth that people who pray know. The less you pray, the less you want to pray. And the more you pray, the more you want to pray. The power behind Christ's amazing success in life was the power of prayer. So starting now, commit to praying each day. That's the word for you today.